treat dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Ah, I feel really terrible.
Why?
I think I accidentally killed a pigeon before.
What do you mean you think? Did you kill a pigeon or did you not kill a pigeon?
Well, I was driving to work and I thought he was going to fly out the way with his little mate, but he was flying too slow and it hit the bonnet of my car.
You're a murderer.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Murderer.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hey.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we realise we're past it. Yes, we're talking nights in versus night out. What the nation should be doing, why we stay in, why we go out, why Lucy likes being in a club. The whole drinking culture is all on this week. Could actually be a riot. Have you ever been involved in a riot, Lucy?
No, I'm quite, I stay low-key.
That's absolutely no nonsense. Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. This is not a good start, is it? Just to clarify, we're not drunk. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM episode 13. We're discussing nights in versus nights out. If you've just joined us for the first time, hello, welcome. Welcome to a crazy little podcast. I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me, I once told international superstar Jessie J that she couldn't say a certain phrase on a radio station I used to work for.
What was that phrase?
I can't remember the phrase exactly, but basically it was the slogan of a rival group's phrase, so she couldn't say it. And she asked her agent.
Was she fuming?
Yeah. She was like, I'm going to go and chat with my agent.
Oh my goodness. Diva.
Claim to fame. So what's a fact about you?
I did pass my driving test first time.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's staggering.
Why?
There's no way in heck I would think. What were you wearing that day?
I was a very good driver. Or still am.
Were you wearing a push-up bra? Just saying. Oh, right. Okay, so just want to say as well, we've obviously mentioned a number of times this podcast. If you would like to sponsor us, please do. Well, we are proud to say that the podcast is now being supported by High Life Diners Club.
Yes, and if you do love going out and you love dining out, why would you pay full price? Discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and never pay full price again. Lucy and I have these. They're amazing. With High Life, you can enjoy two-for-one dining at thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland.
Yes, you can. And you can enjoy much more. If you go on their website and double-check what offers they do have, you will be surprised. And we, of course, have an exclusive offer for our Luke and Lucy FM listeners. You can claim your free three-month High Life card right now. All you have to do is visit www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher. That's www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code, which is LL16.
We're going to put more details about that on our Twitter and Facebook pages at Luke and Lucy FM on the. This week's podcast, we were thinking about it and it's kind of stemmed from the idea of kind of what happened to me last week. I went on a night out last week. Now, as you know, Lucy, I don't really
you
go out.
You never go out.
You know, I try, you know, since starting dating my girlfriend.
You're
over
a hermit.
3 years. I'm not a hermit. But since starting dating my girlfriend, it's been 3 years. I'm kind of like, I notice I don't suggest nights out. She suggests something. I'm like, am I going to be tired? Have I done the radio show? Oh, yeah,
well,
okay.
Your girlfriend is a spring chicken, whereas you, in fact, it's your birthday soon, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter what age I am. Who's bothered about age, Lucy? All I'm saying is that I kind of don't get motivated for night sales anymore, and I'm trying to decide whether or not that's my age or whether or the fact I just don't like going out anymore.
I know what you mean. I, on the other hand, unlike Luke, I do enjoy going out, and I do try to go out at least once a week. I go out probably about 3 times a week, but especially on a Saturday, I do not like staying in. But I don't know, I've just been tired.
Why? You've not got a boyfriend.
Why do you have to bring that up?
What I'm saying is, though, Lisa, there's a difference between going for a few drinks, which I imagine you do, Prosecco nearly daily, than going for a night. I mean, you're having a drink right now. It's water or vodka.
Water.
I'm not sure what it is, straight vodka. and kind of, there's a difference between going on a night out and having a few drinks. A night out is an event, isn't it? That's what it is. You have to get yourself ready.
Yeah,
you have to get your weave on or whatever it is.
You need to look hot.
Or not. I mean, you know, some people just turn out in whatever they've got up in that day. I try.
So.
And I just think to myself, it's kind of got to the stage now where I think I cannot be bothered doing that. I went on a night out last week, right? And I was in a nightclub and I looked around and I wasn't that drunk, right? You know, I'd had a nap in the afternoon because we'd done our radio show.
I think you'd be quite a lightweight seeing as you never go out.
No, I am. I only text 2 crabbies and I'm on the floor. and I just think to myself, I was looking around and I'm thinking, oh, I'm old. Okay, fair enough. In July this year, I'm 29. So maybe in some circles, I am old. But I'm looking at people in clubs who may have even snuck in with fake ID and they could have been, you know, 17. I'm thinking, my word, I am 12 years older than these people.
Wow, I've just realised about 10 years ago, it was the first time I ever went out.
So you started the scene.
I started the scene. Oh, God, that's really depressing.
So how far do you think you've come on a night out? Like, let's talk about the gauge of when you used to come in. What point 10 years ago was the night over with for you?
Oh, well, obviously it used to be early because I was a little baby then. And then when I went to university, and even after university, it was like 6 a.m. was the norm.
I admire your stamina about then.
I know. Well,
I've never done 6 a.m. once, maybe.
I don't know how I did it. But, yeah, like now, I do get tired. I do. I have to admit.
I reach 2 o'clock on a night out.
I should not admit this.
I reach 2, 3 o'clock and I think, oh, I'm done. Oh, I'm ready for bed.
Yeah, I think last week or a couple of weeks ago, last time I went out, I was home by 2. Which for me is early. I know that's kind of standard for a lot of people, but
there's been a kind of a spate recently of a lot of people going home early on a night out because they want to get, you know, because the weather defines it, I think, as well.
Yeah, it totally does. But you are inside, so, if it's winter, you're inside.
Exactly. And some places rack up the air conditioning so much that you're freezing your lips off.
And they just want you to go out.
And yeah, they kind of just want
freezing your lips off.
I don't know, you know, and some of these places. But I just think to myself, you know what I look
Since
forward
I've
to?
I've never froze my lips off before.
Not your lips. I look forward to, at the end of a night out, the food. No, I didn't used to be
oh,
like,
pizza!
Yeah, well, not just...
Or chicken nuggets!
Or some disgusting
kebab. All about the
kebab.
Chicken nuggets. Oh,
some
my goodness.
Vile Donner kebab.
Yeah. Oh, you've got me dreaming about the food tonight.
I thought you were dreaming about sleazy kebabs.
Sleazy kebabs!
I just think to myself, you know, there was... on a night out, when I started going out with a group of us, they always want food at the end of it. They want a pizza, want some disgusting takeaway from 4 a.m.
Just think how many calories you must consume on a night out.
My girlfriend, she appreciates me telling you this, right? She went to a night out a few weeks ago, and at the end of the night, they all went to McDonald's. You know what she came home with?
Go on.
2 double cheeseburgers, 12 chicken nuggets and fries.
For herself?
And she ate them all.
No. Yeah. Phoebe!
Oh, that's it. I didn't say a name, but you disclose a name. So she'll be mortified that I've revealed that.
She was obviously very hungry.
But that's what booze does to you, because
she
would never in a million years even go to McDonald's, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't like McDonald's. However, when you're drunk, you just like, you love everything, don't you?
You know what else goes out the window when you're drunk?
You tell your dog's cat's mother that you love it.
Well,
so.
You said that anyway, just
well,
for...
Yeah.
You know, just need to be loved, don't you, Lucy? You know one of the things that does go out of the window when you're drunk?
One.
Food hygiene rating. I'll tell you why. I went on a night out in, let's just say, an area in the northwest, and I went to a takeaway, and I went to this takeaway, ordered, wait for it, red salt chips. It's basically just salt.
Red salt chips?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's just basically about 50 gallons of salt poured
on
onto
the chips.
Yeah,
and red did he dye it red?
Well, yeah, pretty much, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's basically a heart attack in a packet. And then the following week, went to another night out, and I noticed it was a different name, this place.
The same place?
Same place, but a different name. A month later, it was a different name again.
Mm.
So I asked my mate, who works in these circles... the club scene, And I said to him, what's going on with, let's call it roosters, for example. What's going on with roosters? He said, oh, yeah, they got shut down, food hygiene rating.
Do you know, obviously,
three
so
times
disgusting.
Been shut down.
So gross.
A zero food hygiene rating.
When I was a journalist, I did do a very serious court case about something like this once. It was one of the takeaways that you would usually go to after a night out. And I heard in detail how it was shut down for food hygiene as they found dead rats scattered.
Oh, wild.
At the back in the kitchen.
That's absolutely foul. Have you ever had a
so disgusting.
A meat feast from there?
I hope not. No, I hope not. I'm like one of these people. Actually, I say this, and yeah, I do love my chicken nuggets. So I know my friend loves going out, but she'll eat in the middle of the night. So like,
what the heck's the point in that?
I know, like, you're sober up. I don't understand. So she starts drinking, and then before we actually go to like a club or anything, she'll be like, right, can I go and get some pizza or can I go get some chicken before we go out?
No, love, because we're just about to go to the next club. So stop.
Can you not go and get some more Prosecco, please?
It's not. That's not practical, is it?
Well, she sobers up, but she enjoys.
And then comes back and ready
it.
For round
I suppose,
two.
I suppose she's not.
Maybe she's onto something.
Get smashed, yeah, like I do.
She will, well, she'll not be paralytic and, you know, ending up with bruises all over the backside like you did. So, you know, that's the sort of thing. But, like, there's loads. I mean, there's horror stats about kind of
imagine.
Nights in, nights out. Lucy, do you know what tops the list as Britain's most dangerous drinking area?
Can I have a clue?
It's in the northwest.
Oh, shock.
Obviously.
Is it one of the huge cities? I'm going to say Manchester.
Blackpool.
Oh, Blackpool.
Blackpool tops
Why
the list.
Why did I think of Blackpool?
Of Britain's 50
yeah,
most dangerous places.
Blackpool.
Well, you don't want to. It tops the list of 50 most dangerous places. 1,230 people per 100,000 admitted to A&E after a night out in Blackpool.
Gross. Have you ever had to go to hospital because you've been so drunk?
No, right, I'm serious there. If you're listening to this right now and you've had your stomach pumped, frankly, you should donate money to charity or donate money to the NHS because that is an absolute waste of resources.
Luke.
No, but it is. I don't think I'm political. But,
yeah, but maybe some people got spiked and they couldn't help it.
Then that's a different story.
Okay.
If you've consumed that much alcohol, Lucy Hilton, you've consumed that much Prosecco.
I've never consumed that much.
That some nurse has to kind of resuscitate you in an alleyway in A&E. You should be ashamed of yourself. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so what's the second most dangerous area for binge drinking?
Manchester.
Stoke-on-Trent.
Why do I keep saying Manchester?
I don't know.
Stoke.
It's a bit concerning you're saying that, yeah.
I know.
And there's only one area. Now, this is where it gets very interesting. There's only one area in London that's dangerous for binge drinking. Not London itself, just one area.
Fulham.
Islington.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently it's is notorious, but it's low down on the list. London itself apparently has a moderate drinking spectrum.
I can see that.
You know
it's
why?
Mainly like going out for drinks
exactly.
And food, isn't
it's
it?
Classier.
It's so classy.
Not like these northern cesspits.
No Blackpool.
That's all I'm saying. You know, it is classier. And people down there haven't got time. They're too busy crunching the numbers in the city.
Exactly. Do you know what I mean? And taking Coke rather than drinking.
Well, or I mean, you know, maybe you're drinking Coca-Cola. I don't know whether or not you're taking illegal substances. You know, if you will, of course, in London right now, tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Tell us how much you drink on a weekly basis. We're very curious to know.
I would love to know. And what? Like, because Luke, he's very much, he loves staying in, getting some pizza, chilling out with his dog. Whereas I...
That's my actual dog, not my girlfriend. She's not slating her there.
No, I didn't even refer to your girlfriend.
Saying,
you're the one that said that.
Just saying clarity, Lucy.
Phoebe, he's
clarity
calling you a dog.
No, I'm definitely not.
Yeah. I think you need to jump him. Anyway, yeah, but I'm one for going out. I start itching if I'm in on a Saturday night. I genuinely do. It drives me insane.
Like I've said many times, I'm going a night out. Like tonight, when we record this podcast, tonight I'm on a night out. But you're going out tonight as well.
Well, I always go out. But yeah, of course I am. It's my friend's birthday. We're going for some food.
But you get depressed staying in with your mum watching The X Factor.
Getting some Prosecco. Babs loves The X Factor.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Babs is double your age.
I think she's more than double A. Triple
A. I'm sure she'll appreciate she's 90 on this podcast.
I'm not at all.
Where do you think Wigan comes on this Britain's top places for
I
most dangerous
reckon
drinking?
Quite. Are they in the top 10?
Wigan's not top 10.
Oh, really? Top 20?
Yes. Number 17.
Wow, okay.
17 Wigan comes in at.
Doesn't surprise me.
The three most desirable cities in the UK for going on a night out, though? Where are they? The most desirable cities.
Surrey.
No.
Is that a city?
Why would you mention... Who goes to Surrey?
I don't know.
If you're listening to Surrey right now, tweet us.
It's a nice area.
Yeah, but three most desirable cities.
Desirable cities. London.
Correct.
Manchester.
Correct.
And Birmingham.
Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
Geordie Shore's
to
become very popular.
What about Essex?
It's not on here. How would you cope, do you think, in Newcastle with the girls? Because it's supposed to be notorious, isn't
it? Yeah, I have heard it's really, really good, and I do really want to go. I think we're thinking of going this summer, so I will report back then.
There's been a study online about the correlation between happiness, drinking, and staying in.
Okay, are you more happy staying in and not drinking?
That's the question that this study asked, because this is the question.
I reckon so, because alcohol is a depressant, isn't it? So you're quite depressed the next day.
When I was 20, I went on a night out, and I didn't drink until I started drinking until the age of 20. Lucy's still drinking water now, he's supping all over it. She can't caught this podcast. And basically, I didn't start drinking until I was 20, right? And I went on a few nights.
20?
Yeah, sorry, 21. I didn't start at 13 like you. And I kind of went on a night out a few times, completely sober. The most horrific experience I've ever been through.
I've done that before. It is awful.
It makes you angry and hate the world. That's what it did with me.
It depends. Like, sometimes I'll go out and I'll just get really bored easily. Yeah. People annoy me.
Lads sleazing all over you and they're drunk and you're not.
And it's so disgusting. Well, yeah.
Yes, it is.
And then, but then sometimes you can go out sober and you can have a good night if the music's good, if you're with the right people who aren't paralytic. And it's so funny watching other people who are really, really drunk.
It absolutely is, because they don't realise what you're doing, because you never do any of these things sober.
Then that's probably me when I'm drunk, and it's really embarrassing to think that I might do something like that.
I've seen you drunk a few times, and I think you've seen me drunk a few times.
Yeah, but I always think you've been smashed if I've been drunk as well, so I think it counteracts.
I saw Lucy a few times drunk, absolute mess.
I am not.
There was a famous US blogger who give 5 reasons why staying in is better than a night out. And honestly, I agree with every single one of these reasons, minus the first one.
You can make new friends on a night out. Can you make new friends staying in? No, you can't.
Famous blogger says, the guys in my TV shows will always be hotter than the guys in real life.
That's true, okay.
Secondly, my bed is far superior than any hotel beds.
Yes, okay.
Three, the snacks in my fridge are free.
Okay. Well, not really, because you've had to pay for them to be put in your fridge.
Four. Not if you live with your mum. Four. Wrapped up in a blanket is better than being wrapped up in drama.
Ooh.
That's a good one,
mate. See what you did there.
That's a good one. See what you did there, sister. And the final one, if I get sick of a TV show, I can turn it off. If I get sick of a person, what do I do with them on a night out?
Just walk away.
I think she's got some compelling points.
You do have a few good points, but then...
Then did dear Lucy Hilton.
I just don't agree.
We're basically borderline alkies these days, so we've got to go on a night out. And to be honest...
It's not even, though, like, night out, going clubbing. Like, I enjoy just going out, going for some food or something, just going out of the house and doing something.
I think age has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, because I'm younger than you, so I'm...
No, I meant you're getting older, and therefore you're getting tired, and therefore you haven't got the stamina, therefore you want to go out, 2 glasses of Prosecco, back home, watching Emmerdale reruns. That's your night. Listen, we are done with this week's episode. If you have enjoyed it, please do tell your friends.
Please let us know if you prefer going out or staying in. I hope you're in my camp.
We want to know, at Luke and Lucy FM on Twitter. Drop us a tweet, say hello, review the podcast for us. Go on iTunes, Luke and Lucy FM. All your previous podcast episodes are on there.
Yes, and if there is anything that you want to discuss or you want us to discuss, please let us know as well. We are always looking for new suggestions.
Absolutely. And we just want to say a massive thanks to High Life Diners Club, who have supported us with this podcast.
Yes, so if you love dining out, why pay full price? Discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and you'll never pay full price again. With High Life, you can enjoy 2-for-1 dining on thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland. Lucy and I are big fans.
We are. And of course, for you guys, we have an exclusive offer. Claim your free so hard saying that. Free 3-month High Life card right now. Just simply visit www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code LL16.
That is it. We're done. We are back with episode 14 of the podcast next week. Thanks for tuning in. Shall we go and get a drink?
Let's go and get a drink.
Yeah, why not? Here's Marcus to see us out.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.